just another big game tonight against a team also in a playoff position right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, the Phillies been playing well. Their goalie's been very good, shutouts and three in a row. And so tonight we're going to have to get screens and rebounds and get the pucks to the net.
As far as last game, getting a lead in the first period, it was the first time on the road trip you were able to play with the lead. You've spoken of the importance of playing with a lead. How beneficial was that the other night?
It was big. You know, it's anytime you go into another arena, you know, you get behind, fans get behind their team, and it's always tough to come back. And we took the fans out of it early in Detroit, and you know, it quieted them down. They did make a great push at the end, and we made some great stops, great blocks that kept the win.
Another thing the other night, granted one was on an empty net, but three power play goals, the first time you scored multiple power play goals in the same time. Nice to see that unit working well the other night.
Yeah, it is. You know, whenever you get power play goals, especially early in the game, that set the tone. And with Ovi getting two, and we had a lot of chances on it. And, you know, we're moving around a lot better, knock on wood. Hopefully it continues tonight. But, you know, as we're getting shots through, we're getting lots of traffic.
Is there something in Ovechkin's game the past little bit? I mean, the goals are up, but is that a reflection of his play improving?
Well, you know, he was getting chances, and if you watch the game, the video, he had like a couple huge hits, and you know, and I think he gets into the game, and you know, and he's hitting on all cylinders right now. You know, before, you know, he was getting his chances, he was hitting posts and missing the net, and now he's in a zone. So when you're in a zone, good things happen.
And when you say the physicality, he's engaged. He's engaged in the game.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's a guy that's a physical player, plus goal-scoring ability, which is unique. That not many are like that. So, you know, he's a unique player, and we need him to play like that.
I want to ask you also about Mike Green. He said yesterday that now he doesn't have to think as much about the new system. It's instinctual for him. Do you see, since he's come back, now that he's back in the flow?
He's been, you know, every time you miss a technically a year, he's played a little bit this year, that, you know, you're rusty. And as far as system concerned, he was fine with it. It was more like his rust, and you're a step behind. And so it's right now, I thought last game in Detroit, he was very good, and we need him to be very good like that.
And final thing, playing in this building, first time you'll be coaching in this building, but as far as memories of playing in this city, and I imagine there were a lot of rivalries and times played across the street here.
Yeah, it is. You know, you're in for a game. The fans are behind them here, and we have to be ready for it in the first period, because the team used the momentum to carry them for the first period and try to jump on us. So we're going to have to be ready.
All right. Thanks very much, Dale.
You're welcome.